Thanks for the introduction and the invitation to speak here. So my talk is going to be global in nature, and the aim is to show how there is a relationship between, one can give a relationship between the periodical system of Higner points and Higner cycles to periodical functions in a way which is quite parallel with the other similar relationships that are known, where one has a construction of a periodical function from some periodic order system. But of course, the relationship between Higner points and Higner cycles to certain periodical function is not new. The point of my talk is to emphasize the fact that that relationship was not so much in parallel as the other construction of periodic order systems a la Perrin-Riou, because we were sort of looking at the wrong periodical function. So let me explain that, and for that, let me first remind you the classical Higner points and Higner cycles. Okay, so throughout my talk, P is going to be a prime, at least 5. M will be an integer that also, for safety, I will take it to be at least 5. And I'm going to assume that P does not divide N or P of N, or the LC function. I'm going to take K over Q, an imaginary quadratic field. Satisfying the so-called Higner hypothesis with respect to n, so such that if L divides n or p, L splits in k. And the crucial assumption is that p splits in k. I could also deal with L being ramified in n, but I will also assume this. Every prime dividing and splits. And finally, for simplicity in this talk, let me also assume that it has class number 1, that it has the number of units in OK is just 2, and finally that it has odd discriminant. So DK is up. Yeah, there are many, but I think it will simplify the exposition. And at some point, I will need the fact that I can also, that these are indeed assumptions that are made just for simplicity, that one can deal with a setting in which all but finally many imaginary quadratic fields are considered. But I think it will, to show the ideas, it will be enough to stick to this case. Now let F be a weight k new form, Sk, gamma null of n. And so it will have even weight, that the weight is in this form. And I want to assume that this is P ordinary. This will be also a crucial assumption, because in a moment I will fit F into a Hilda family. So what this means, I remind you that if I look at the Hecke polynomial at P, I can write it as x minus alpha P, x minus P to k alpha P. And I want to assume, so the P ordinality assumption is such that one of the roots, alpha p, has a zero periodic valuation with a useful normalization. Okay. So now the Higner points will is a canonical construction of a cohomology class attached to the pair F and K. And Higner points will be dealing with the case in which R is zero. So now, since I'm assuming that every prime dividing n splits in k, I can take an integral ideal of norm n. And I can look at the elliptic curve whose c points are given by c modulo this lattice. And if I consider the pair, so this has an endomorphism ring, the maximal order of k. So in particular, I can look at its script n torsion, and this defines a point on the modular curve of level n, which, since I'm assuming it has class number 1, is actually k rational. And so I consider then it's I let delta k 0 to be, I call this point y sub k. And I consider the class of this degree theory divisor in the Jacobian of n. This is in the one dimensional case, or in the case when r equals 0, we're getting this point in the Jacobian. Now, Higner cycles will be when r is bigger than 0. In this case, where we look is at the 2k plus 2r plus 1 dimensional Kugasato variety. I guess I should have continued. I look at this 2r plus 1 dimensional Kugasato variety, which is a variety favored over the modular curve. And the analogous construction to the Higner point will be given by a so-called Higner cycle, delta kr. This is a Higner cycle, which is defined as this Higner cycle. Yes. So first I would give the construction on, theoretically speaking, one should work on full level n, and then apply some projectors that allows me to some averaging over the action of the diamond operators. First descend to gamma 1 of n, and then averaging over the diamond operators to get something that indeed lies over x naught of n. But, I mean, I would not even need to recall what's the actual construction, because I won't need it in what follows. But roughly speaking, this the fiber over a point corresponding to a pair of analytic curves with a gamma 1 of n level structure is 2 to the r copies of A. So if I take the graph of multiplication by the square root of minus bk sitting inside A cross A r times, and apply some operator that makes it null homologous, I can consider the class. This gives me a cycle, and which is null homologous, as I have just said, then I can consider its class in the Cho group of this Kugasato variety. And so this gives us these motivic elements, we could say. And then, via the Talabel-Jacobi map, we can map them to the periodic et al. Realization of these representations. So I look at Chow r plus 1, w to r. This gives me a class in h1 of k, b, f, and twisted by r plus 1. So is the link representation attached to F. And this is the appropriate test twist that make it such dual. In fact, since I'm assuming that P does not divide N, Well, in fact, it lies in a Selmer group for this representation. Okay. So the previous known relationship between these classes and what gets here and periodical functions comes from the following theorem due to Perrin-Riou in the weight 2 case and Nekobar in the higher even weight case, which says that first there exists a periodical function, a two-variable periodical function. So these two variables we look at the unique CP squared extension of K. This sitting inside this extension, we have the cyclotomic one, K sig, and K infinity minus. This has a group isomorphic to CP, and then I will denote it C infinity. And I will take this as a gamma, will denote a topological generator. And this I'll denote by B infinity, the Galois group of the anti-cyclotomic CP extension of K. And this periodical function will be a function on characters on this big group. I use this notation. OF, some finite extension, the ring of integers of finite extension of QP containing the image of the Hegelian values of F. So throughout I should say that I'm always fixing an embedding of Q bar into QP bar and into C to make sense of different ways of looking at algebraic numbers. And I want to write it in this way, FB0. In terms of this topological generator. So this periodical function is defined by interpolating certain ranking Selberer values. Interpolating values of the ranking Selberer convolution of F this end of psi. And it's looking at its central critical point where this psi finite order character. Well, this group is just this group. Finite p power order. And when I write it in this way, so that when I take gamma equals 1, it corresponds to restricting at the anti-cyclotomic line. This periodical function is such that when I look at 0, it has, when I look at the constant term, it's identically 0. And when I look at the first coefficient, which corresponds to taking the derivative along the cyclotomic direction, this agrees with some Euler prefactor, some PID multiplier, e to the r alpha p to the fourth power, times a PID height of this class over here. So here I have my delta k r sitting inside here. And divided by some for dk. Okay. And before making some comments about, so this is the previous known relationship between these cohomology classes and periodical functions. And before commenting further in this theorem, let me introduce some notation. So if I have now a modular form of weight k, and some allowing now to have some p power in the level, so it will have some Levin type. And if I have k, a Hegge character, I will say that the pair g chi is self-dual if when I look at the central character of this of chi, let me say that it has of infinity type L1 L2. If I look at this minus L1 plus L2, this agrees with the Nevin type character of G. It's inverse. And the terminology comes from the fact that this Rankine-Zellweger function of G, chi, and S satisfies a functional equation with a sign which is plus minus 1 that relates the values of the same periodical function at S and at minus S. So that this sign now determines what's the parity of the order of vanishing of this function at the central critical point, S equals 0. So if we draw the plane of infinity types, for chi, L1 and L2. Here we have the value k. Now there will be a certain symmetry with respect to the cyclotomic line, and all the anti-cyclotomic characters will be lining up in this anti-diagonal. And there is a qualitative difference between points that lie in this region inside this quadrant and points that lie outside. And this is the symmetry that goes one with the other is by interchanging these infinity types or at the level of locally at choosing a prime of p above the rational p. And what's happening is that this theorem deals with characters that are in this region. In this concentrated at this point, its interpolation property. And so typically periodical functions are defined by interpolating some, or in the classical sense, periodical functions are defined by interpolating some classical L values. But in this case, since in all this region the sign is minus 1, one is led to interpolate. So note that in this setting over here, those chi's that are self-dual are precisely those that factors to the infinity. And what this theorem is telling us is that we get something identically zero in this case. So if we want to stick to this as well setting, we cannot construct a periodical function by interpolating values in this range. And we are led to construct a periodic function that interpolates derivatives. And by the Gross-Hegge formula and its generalizations, this is morally, these classes are interpolating, are relating to this periodic function which interpolates derivatives. But once we have, by the conjectures and BSD and more generally Bloch and Bailipson, one knows that precisely in this setting in which we have vanishing, although it's precisely in the setting in which one expects to have non-trivial cohomology classes. And therefore, in this case, one could look at, rather than taking the heights of these classes, look at the Kummer images of Higner point, look at the restriction at P, and try to give a construction a la Perrin-Riou of a periodical function. And then the natural question that arises is, which is what periodic, what classical values is this periodical function interpolating? And those values that will be appearing in the interpolation property are precisely those that are in this range where the sign is plus 1. So let me now. And the first thing that we're going to see is that since we are now in a Hira family, we have for each way a construction of a Higner type construction. And this will be interpolated by a construction of a so-called V-Higner point by Ben Howard. Let me briefly recall the construction by Howard of a so-called big Higner point. Okay, so now we have F as before. F was in SK ordinary gamma of N. And we look at, I let capital F to be the Hira family passing through F. Let me just assume that I is CPW bracket X. Generally, some finite flat extension of this. And this is the Hira family passing through F. And by that, I mean that mu K1. I will explain in a second what this is. Give me the so-called ordinary P stabilization of F. So I get FQ minus P to the K minus 1 over alpha P F Q to the P, where for K an integer at least 2, and theta P power root of unity in QP bar, nu K theta denotes the map from I, this specialization map, determined by sending 1 plus x to theta to the gamma to the k minus 2. Where before I use gamma to denote this topological generator, let me, are we seeing some notation? Let gamma denote this element here. Okay. So some facts about Hira theory that I will use. One, first two due to Hira. That for all k and theta as before, if I look at this specialization of F, I get the co-expansion that resolves is the co-expansion of an ordinary phase stabilized new form. Okay. Class level n and p to the s plus 1. And some Neven typos that will depend on K and theta. And this S plus 1 is if this is a primitive P to the S root of unity. So this is one thing. Second thing is that there exists a V Galois representation, rho F, of the R2 Galois group of Q into GL2 of I. For that, assume that rho F is residually irreducible, so that I can, the big space, the big space is actually I can take a free lattice of rank 2 inside, stable under the action of GQ. And so this is such that when I specialize at K-Thera, this capital ROAS, I get exactly the link representation attached to the corresponding specialization. And these two facts are due to Hida. And then Mazur and Wiles show that rho f is ordinary, is p ordinary in the sense of Lindbergh. So if I look at rho f related to the decomposition group at p, this representation is upper triangular, where kappa from Galois group to I cross is a character such that kappa of sigma is a cyclotomic character of sigma times. I'll use this notation afterwards. I'll use epsilon sig. I'll write it as this takes values in CP cross, and therefore I can take its tame part, which is the multi-cyclotomic character, and its wild part. So here what I have is epsilon sigma to e k minus 1. I want to specialize this. Mu, I want kappa, and I look at mu kappa 1 of this. Yes?
If it specializes in Lean representation, then there should be a cohomology method.
Yeah, right, right.
It should be kappa inverse on the bottom right. Kappa on the
top. Yes. I want to use the construction from the Tate module, so let me say this rather. Okay, and as I have just said, this local understanding of the Galois representation was achieved by Mazur and Wiles by finding a construction in the projective limit of the model of the Jacobians of a tower of modular curves. And it's precisely by following this construction that Howard made his construction. And since I will be following his construction to relate that certain specialization of that to Higgins cycles, let me spend a few minutes recalling it. So let S be a positive integer, and we look at the modular curve of level gamma naught of n intersect gamma 1 p 2 s. And okay, so for varying S, this sits in a tower. Here we have X naught of n p to the S, X naught n p to the S minus 1, and so on. And the Galois group of this covering is given by C p to the S C cross mod plus minus 1. Given by the action of the diamond operators. This action here. And these are the degeneracy maps that take the P2S level structure, gamma 1 P2S level structure, and multiply it by P. So now by Alvanes tensoriality, we get the corresponding tower at the level of Jacobians. Well, first at the level of Jacobians, and then at the level of state model of these Jacobians. And if I take the projective limit of this, I get something which is too large, but if I take the ordinary projector, I get something that one can control. So let this T R denote the projective limit of the ordinary projector of these pieces. And this now has a committing axioms of GQ, H R, which is relative limit of corresponding algebras acting on each level. And finally, the representation that will be carrying this big Galois representation is tensoring this ord by the branch of the Hida family where my original S lives. So first one looks at the local component determined by rho F bar, and inside that one takes a branch where the irreducible component that contains our S. Okay, so now our construction will proceed as follows. For each positive integer S, we can look at the complex elliptic curve whose CP points are given by C mod this lattice, where this is the order of K of conductor P to the S. And so this has CM, this has endomorphism ring by endomorphism ring of A OPS. And I can look at the point on the motor curve. Let HS be the point AS. The gamma not of n level structure will be given by looking at its n intersect OP to the S torsion. And I take. So what you have to do is at the bottom tower, our Thinner's hypothesis provides. Would allow us to. We have classical finite points at the bottom layer. The only thing is that we have to take a sensible lift of these points to XS. And the right thing to take will be this God given P2S level structure, which of course is well defined up to the action of these diamond operators, which is a generator of the canonical isogeny that we get from A to the S down to A, induced by the inclusion of OP to the S into OK. Remember that this was defined as C mod OK. And so this defines a point in XS. And one can show and have a show that this is defined over by the theorem of complex multiplication. One can pin down where exactly where this is defined. And it's over this extension of the denote LS, which is the Rinkos field of order P to the S, and adjoin the P to the S roots of unity. And the key computation, that's also an application of the main theorem of complex multiplication, is what's the behavior of this point under the action of this group. So if I take, if I take one tau in the Galois group of L S over I want to look at the action of this group of the absolute Galois group of H P to the S. This is given by theta of tau, this action of the diamond operator, where this theta from G H P to the S to C P cross mod plus minus one is such that the square root of this is the psychotomic character. The square of this is the psychotomic character. In fact, contained here is the fact that this is defined not in an extension larger than that. Okay, so now the construction proceeds as follows. We let delta S to be HS, this class. And this computation of the Galois action is telling us that we can view it as a class in here, JS LS, when we consider this module with a twisted Galois action, the twist being given by the inverse of that character. Now we take a certain, well, Howard took a certain twisted co-restriction of HP to the S down to H. We land in here. Now we can apply a twisted Kummer map. We get a class in H was not in the Hilbert class field, but in this case, under the class number one assumption is just K. Take module. This composed with the ordinary projection lands in here. JS. Okay, and so Howard let me denote this class XS. We got a class in here. And under the map induced on cohomology by the degeneracy maps that I have still there, if one looks at what happens at the level S plus 1 and projects down to level before, one gets LPXS, which at least formally looks very similar to Colmes's final remark, although I don't want to, it's just at the formal level, of course. So one has that, and therefore if we define natural to take defines capital theta to be the projective limit over S of UP minus S XS, and one looks at the image of this in H1 K T T, and since I have twisted the action all the way, what I get here is not the original module but certain twist of this with an T dagger. I use this notation, T tensor theta inverse, which is a self-dual twist, critical, a so-called critical self-dual twist. And he also shows that this satisfies the right conditions to land, in fact, in a Selmer group, in a Greenberg-Selmer group for this representation, which is isomorphic to Nekovar's extended Selmer group for this. Okay, so this construction is just working on weight 2, and now once we have something in a Hilda family, I have these maps, the specialization maps, new K1, that give me classes in H1 K and B of F K1. This is a self-dual twist, and what one gets here is not the Dering representation of F, of the original specialization, but certain self-dual twist of this. So this FK1 plus is a twist of this by a character which is the square root of the Neven typus. Let me call this theta. And the relationship between this is GQ. Here we have theta. Here we have the cyclotomic character. So this is the square root of the Neven typus. So this is has triple Neven typus. And what we're going to get here is the right state to it, so that this representation is self-dual. And in particular, if I take K to be the weight of my original Heigel waveform, and I specialize at theta equals 1, I get a cohomology class which lands in the same Selmer group as the tal Abel-Jacobi map of the Higner cycle was landing. And it's a natural question that Haber himself arose, that what's the relationship between these two constructions of a canonical cohomology class attached to a Heigel even weight ordinary modular form and the Abel-Jacobi images of Higner cycles. And at this point, I should emphasize that Haber's construction doesn't assume anything at all about the behavior of P in K, but I can only show this relationship under the assumption that P splits in K. So the main result is that we have F as K not ordinary. I should have denoted K not the F. Here K is supposed to be fixing, but here I have a K not fixed. It's supposed to be varying, but here I have a K not fixed. It has level prime to P. And it was said that this is F of Q minus P to K not minus 1 over alpha P F Q of P. And so now I have to assume that this map, this localization map, from H1 Selmer of K, BF, K0 over 2, to H1 F, is the Blocato Selmer, Blocato finite subspace, so-called finite subspace, BF over 2. I have to assume that this is non-zero. This map is non-zero. This block P, but P is a prime above P in K. So under this assumption, if I look at our class, capital theta, and I specialize it at K1, I get 1 minus P to the R0, R0 over alpha P, times the table of the image of the Higner cycle, delta K R0. So what's the idea of the proof? Okay, Haber construction is all built in way 2, and it's not surprising that when one wants to study, it's not any idea that when one wants to study something happening with a Hilda family, it suffices to understand what's happening at a certain incident set of arithmetic points, and that's what we are going to do. We are going to, since we have, directly by the construction, we have access to the way 2 specialization of Haber's construction. We know that this corresponds to Higner points. If we manage to understand enough the local Kummer images of these Higner points, we'll be able to understand its specializations at any weight, and in particular at this weight. So the key ingredient in the proof is the explicit computation of the local Kummer images. So I have the Jacobian at level S. I had my LS, and I let FS denote the completion of FS. inside QPVAR. And had the Kummer map, was giving me this class here, JP or JS tensor QP. Okay. So I want to do that for, this will be for all new, which will be new to Thera, where Thera is a primitive p to the s minus first root of unity. And I would assume that s is at least 2. So that now here I have this lands in H1. So here first I look here, then I would restrict to the composition group of P, will land here, and PR of V F mu, which now under this assumption, this this representation is potentially crystalline. Is potentially crystalline. I have this log V, which even if we have an arbitrary p power in the level, this fact will allow us to will make the computation feasible. And what one gets is that the class of this delta S is mapped to the following functional here. It maps the differential correspond to this modular form. It's sent to the value of the common primitive of f, of omega f, evaluated at point hs, where this capital F is a certain locally analytic function on some wide open neighborhood of, so this is, we have the ordinary log. It's one of the two good components of the ordinary locus on the derivative analytic space of XS. The one component, the one contained at infinity, we take this somewhat open neighborhood of this. And our common primitive is a locally analytic function on this wide open neighborhood. So this is the common primitive. Omega f nu restricted to, and as the name indicates, this is such that d of this is this restriction of the differential of f nu, and this is well defined up to local constant, local func, up to constant in this neighborhood, and I take the one that vanishes at infinity, vanishing at infinity. And the defining property of this primitive is that when I take omega f nu and I subtract the pth coefficient of f nu divided by p, there is some polynomial in Frobenius. So this one can define using the theory of higher level canonical subgroups, one can define a list of Frobenius on these cohomology spaces, and one then there is a polynomial on Frobenius that kills a given class in the RAM cohomology, and the defining property of this common primitive is such that when I apply this polynomial in Frobenius to F, I get an overconversion modular form of weight zero, which in fact is none other that than the inverse of f mu upper p, where v, by v I denote the usual Thera operator, but since I'm using Thera for other purposes, v denotes this, and this this upper scripti is just consisting in removing the Fourier coefficients of F nu at the indices divisible by P. So that it makes sense to talk about the inverse of that. So F nu of P, taking the sum over n prime to P of A n F nu Q to the n. Okay, so once we have this computation, now by the Hecke isogeny relations between CM points, we have that if I look at this weight theory over convergent modular form, and I look at its twist by this character, this operator doesn't change the character, the Neven typus character. And when I look at my point yk, which was the original point on x not of n that exists at the beginning, when I look at the values of this twist at this point, this will be some sum of values of this function at some elliptical isogenies to this one, and what one gets is the following expression: half 1 divided by the Gauss sum of theta, sum over sigma in Galois group of H P to the S over H of X nu inverse, where X nu this X nu inverse is this X is defined as capital theta of R to Q norm of K unto Q of X, where chi goes from K cross I cross this times the inverse F nu upper P, this, where sigma is any lift, sigma tilde, lift of sigma to Galois LS over H over K, which is precisely this twisted, I think I've already erased, but I said that one takes this point HS and take its look at it at its twisted co-restriction. It's precisely this effect, and this is in fact one of the key points to realize that the CM points that appear in Haworth's construction appear naturally in when one evaluates the Saussure twist of the modular form at this canonical Higner point. So now by this computation, this is nothing but the new same sum over K nu inverse sigma log of this log at exponential. In this way two case just amounts to looking at the formal group logarithm attached to this differential at the point delta this degree zero divisor. And finally, this is tracing through Haworth's construction, one directly can find a relationship between the weight two specializations and actual Higner points. And this is one gets alpha p of f nu, the AP eigenvalue of this, to the s divided by g of theta nu, times the Bloch-Kato exponential map of BF nu dagger, the local restriction of P, theta nu, evaluated at this differential. Okay, so this we have for all nu, where is it? I have on top over there, for all nu where theta is any primitive P power root of unity, for an exponent sufficiently large. So now to get to higher weights, I can just take the limit. Now, since this collection of mu unity, this sitting inside the f of I q p bar is Sharifsky dense. Letting such mu to zeta tend to my mu k 0 1. On the left hand side, I get so this character zeta mu at k not 1, when I evaluate it at an element in CP cross, is C itself rise to the R naught power. So when I look at the inverse F nu naught, let me denote this nu naught, P tensor theta nu naught inverse YK, twisting by this character is just applying this theta operator Q D DQ. So this is D minus 1 minus R naught of F mu 0 E evaluated at YK. And now there is a computation by Bertolini, Demon, and Prasanna that they do it in the setting of what they call generalized signal cycles, but one can adapt the argument to deal with this, in this case, for classical signal cycles. And this agrees with up to some huge factors, which are precisely this, minus 1 to the r, 1 over r naught factorial, 1 over alpha p, p to the r naught plus 1, log p of this zeta Lagrange Jacobi image of signals, of the signal cycle before, evaluated at omega f mu naught. This is what we get from the left-hand side. Now, if you look at the right hand side, we get, of course, something involving the weight k specialization of theta that I'm interested in. This factor is precisely the one that is showing up here. So on the right-hand side, for each nu, I have these values of the Bloch-Kato exponential. And by the work of Ochiai interpolated the Perrin-Rius exponential map over a nearly ordinary Hida family. And we don't quite need all his two-variable construction, but just the one that works for each weight. I take the stoichiometric twist that gives me this critical twist. So I get just this kind of line along his construction is the one that is relevant for us. And as a result, one gets that when I let mu tend to my mu naught, I get minus 1 R naught, 1 over R naught factorial, 1 minus alpha p, p to the r naught plus 1, 1 minus p to the r alpha p inverse times log b f nu of log b theta nu naught evaluated at the corresponding differential. Okay, so now since this alpha p has complex absolute value p to the R naught plus 1 over 2, over 2 plus 1. This is non-vanishing. This is non-vanishing. And by our... so this gives us that these two classes, this local, the local restriction factor by this periodic multiplier, and if both classes are zero, then the equality is obviously clearly true, and if they are not, say if this etable Jacobi image is non-zero, we know that by Nekovar's theorem. We know that the Selmer group is one dimensional. So these are not being non-zero implies that the dimension of H1 Selmer of K B F nu are not over 2 is 1. And we have two elements that locally at P differ by this scalar, but and therefore assuming that the localization map is non-zero, we conclude that at the global level, these two classes differ by the Orlopi factor I stated at the beginning. Okay, so I guess I'll stop here. Which periodical function? Okay, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, something that I would have liked to mention a little bit is I said at the beginning that when one, this previous relationship between Higner points, Higner circles, and periodical function was not so analogous to the known cases in which one can relate periodical functions to Euler systems, and was due to the fact that we were looking, in some sense, to the wrong periodical function. But if we go back to the diagram that I had before, and let's say we look now at weight 2k's, so that I only have this point where the sign is minus 1, so where I have non-trivial Higner points, one can, this computation, can be the same ideas allows one to show that this P tensor so allowing here some ramified character, if I denote this twist by this F new dagger, I can twist here by an anticyclotomic character of P to the T conductor, so anticyclotomic level P to the T, where T is at least S. And then I evaluate, instead of this point, I evaluate at the an elliptic curve which has Cm by order P to the T. And so one gets a similar relations, and here instead, however, here I only did dealt with the base case, but however in fact constructs, it has a two-variable construction when one is the weight variable and the second one is the anticyclotomic variable, giving him something in H1S, dagger, H1S, the infinity of this. So pretty much as we have just, I have just sketched here, by doing this construction for infinite, for a Sayskian set of anticyclotomic characters, one can now approach a let characters high in this range approach characters that land in this range where now the sign is plus 1. So in the limit, what one gets is a relationship between now here instead of the logs. So here what one gets is these expressions that will appear here. This will turn out to some positive powers of this. So So one has some powers of the separator evaluated at same CM points. And by Katz's algebraicity result, we know that this at CM points agrees with the values of Shimura mass, and appropriate the same power of Shimura mass differential operator evaluated at these points. And these kind of expressions are precisely the expression that one gets for as a special value formula for characters in this range, thanks to what Fourier's type results. And so this is what one gets from this side. From this side, what one gets is by this per-interview reciprocity, the corresponding twist of the Hauer classes are not crystalline anymore. They become ramified, and this relation one made go to the limit becomes the dual exponential map of the corresponding twisted class. And so that's the periodical function for which these classes would be relevant, and one sees a more clear analogy with the other known instances in which one can relate all the systems and two periodical functions.
Okay, so I would suggest if you have questions, you can kind of ask them after. So we thank Mr. Kerrigan.
Thank you.